everyone, and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of the News. Today we're sitting down with Aaron Sallow, CEO of XOI Technologies. Aaron's going to discuss new technologies in HVAC, including smart glasses. He's also going to discuss the importance of communication systems for training programs. Let's get to it. So Aaron, for those who are unfamiliar, can you tell us a little bit about XOI Technologies and the services that you offer?
Sure. XOI Technologies is a software company that provides custom software solutions for smart glasses, as well as a cloud-based system that kind of interacts seamlessly with those glasses to provide solutions for blue-collar industries. When I say blue-collar, I think manufacturing, construction, and field service.
And one of the buzziest topics in HVAC and throughout the trades is the Internet of Things. And an ever-increasing number of vendors are providing solutions to manage machine communication, cloud-based applications, and more. So overall, how would you say the technology, not just smart glasses, is shaping the way HVAC companies are serving their customers?
Yeah, I would say with the Internet of Things, is providing us increased information and data. And really what vendors like us and others are attempting to do is make sense of that data in a way that allows the industry to actually make smart decisions. I think that's the differentiator of just having a pool of data and actually being able to use it, is having that opportunity to take it and make meaningful, actionable, intelligent decisions as a result of that data. And that's where we're really seeing some really cool things happen in the HVAC space specifically, whether it's commitment to sensors on equipment or whether it's leveraging smart glasses and other solutions like it for the technicians themselves to equip them in a better way.
And so what are some ways that workflow solutions can help increase the transparency and instill customer trust, especially in the skilled trades?
Certainly, HVAC is an example. There's a lot of distrust, especially in commercial and residential as well. But, you know, there's a distrust of whether or not that technician is providing that preventative maintenance service or whether they're really providing you a change order for the right part. They're just trying to upsell you. And so with workflow, we are aligning our technology solution, the smart glass solution, to line up with that technician's workflow throughout his job. Mm-hmm. So he's using that smart glass from the beginning to the end. And the reason that increases transparency is we're able to show customers what's being done on that rooftop, what's being done in that mechanical room, and how that technician is adding value to what they do, which is a really compelling piece for the good companies out there that are doing the work. They can validate that they're doing it, and they can also show a customer, look, this is why I'm asking you for $15,000 change order. Do you see this leak? Do you hear this sound? And it gives them some really valid evidence to make quick decisions when it comes to that service.
Yeah, one of the most successful implementations of the technology was with the Lee Company in Franklin, Tennessee. It's a topic we've covered in print here at the News a couple of times, and it's a great success story. And the deployment of the smart glasses there was in part prompted by their desire to address the labor gap and to recruit and train the next generation of field techs. So can you kind of share more about that deployment for our listeners and the results that Lee Company has seen?
Yeah, the deployment was certainly one of the largest in smart glass rolled out to date, and certainly kind of evidence what it takes to successfully deploy smart glasses into what some may consider antiquated industry when it comes to technology. They have a smart leadership group that really found the champions within each one of their field service groups to kind of embrace the technology, build consensus within their organization. And as they continue to vision cast for their management, for their technicians, I think the ability to show where the value of this technology was more than just a gimmick. Kind of tie back to my last answer about workflow. This is being used to add value throughout the entire process of a technician's job, not just for maybe telepresence, you know, the see what you see, hear what you hear, talk with you about it in real time type feature. That's just one of many, many opportunities to leverage it, but really is sharing the right information to the right people at the right time. And so watching them deploy, handle that deployment to build consensus, the change management involved with that, I think it was really evidence of an industry that's hungry for disruption. And we've seen the results from Lee companies specifically in the numbers. And we've been really satisfied with that, but always working to get better.
One topic along with Lee Company and other deployments that you're working on is, are veteran HVAC technicians as willing to embrace this technology and others as much as the younger techs are?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, younger technicians are certainly faster to adopt the technology, it seems. Although you'd be surprised. But at that time, yeah, certainly there's older technicians that have been resistant. One fun story that we have from a couple months ago is there was an older gentleman that was very resistant to the technology, very begrudging to use it, until he had a customer kind of accused him of not performing fix appropriately. And he had recalled in that moment, in which he typically would have just been using his word to justify the fact that he did what he said he did, he was able to actually use our system to locate a recap video that he had done on that site a month prior. And he had done a recap video saying, here's the machine running, these are the coils cleaned, this is how he serviced it. And he immediately became a believer. We have a lot of stories like that, but that's one of my favorites because he simply didn't believe in the technology. He thought it was a waste of time. He didn't want to deal with it. Another thing he had to kind of mess with throughout the day.
Sure.
But kind of seeing the value there really triggered it for him. So certainly still have challenges. And then I think in any industry like this, you're going to have folks that are simply going to say, I'm not willing to do that extra thing.
Yeah.
But we've been really happy so far with the results. And I think part of it is we've been really simple. You know, our background as a leadership team and our founder group is really our blue collar folks, whether it's manufacturing or construction, that's where our background is. So we've built technology that I think makes sense for people working in the field because we were those folks. And we want to make sure that it adds value at the right level. And we're not just building something because computer science allows us to build it, but because it's really needed in the field. Yeah. And that's, I think, an important distinction that we've made at XY.
And you mentioned just being needed in the field. How important are these communication systems to increasing workflow efficiencies and developing an effective training program?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned training. You know, certainly the telepresence feature is something we mentioned earlier of kind of this live video interaction of an older technician or an experienced one to inexperienced. But another thing that we're doing is capturing tribal knowledge. And one thing that we've found in any industry we've worked in, and specifically HVAC, is that there's a lot of tribal knowledge in these industries. There's not always a fix or a method or a diagnosis that's in a manual somewhere or is in an instructional location of some kind. And so being able to capture that information, hands-free point of view, and share that with the rest of the technician staff is huge. Mm-hmm. When you think about the consequences of rolling a second truck or van, the consequences of a customer who sees that second technician come on site and, of course, ask that inevitable question, am I paying for this person too? Or am I paying for this person to be trained? You know, we're avoiding those by being able to not only leverage locally recorded video, but also, of course, that live video interaction, allowing technician base and their managers to communicate in real time in ways they never have been able to do before.
Talking a little bit about the change management and the buy-in process, what does that look like when you're deploying a bleeding-edge technology into markets that might not always be the fastest at deploying new technologies?
Yeah, it's certainly when, you know, we look at a customer that approaches us, they need to have some semblance of technology deployed. And what I mean by that is some sort of smartphone or tablet that they're leveraging, you know, field service software. It's hard to find, but I know there's still folks out there using pen and pad. Most have transitioned. You know, so that first kind of technological acumen has to be in place. But beyond that, it's really about ensuring that the solution is very simple, that it ties into a technician's day. And again, I think I alluded to a little earlier, it's finding the champions within the business. I think that's really crucial. One of our customers noted this, that when we have a full team meeting and they have several hundred technicians, they said when we let them out for break, we pay attention to how they break apart into groups in the parking lot. So when they're all catching up, you know, who is the guy that's kind of in the middle of each group, kind of leading the conversation?
Yeah.
And they paid attention to that, and they chose those guys and gals to be the ones that tried this technology out. I thought it was a brilliant point because they're really saying, look, everyone looks up to these folks. How do we kind of get the champions in our group naturally, organically, get them using the technology, seeing the value, and then telling the rest of the folks who may be skeptics, look, this works. This stuff works. I can see why we're using it. It makes sense. And so I think that's important. And then another thing, too, is kind of identifying what makes the technicians tick as well. I think a really interesting point is technicians are, and I think almost every technician to a man or woman would agree with this, dislike meetings.
Sure.
They do not want to sit in a meeting. They want to be in a planning meeting. They don't want to sit in a meeting. And so when we looked at the efficiencies that some of these tools provide in terms of quoting jobs and interacting with sales and providing information to customers, it became apparent that when you presented the technology in that way and they go, oh yeah, I really don't have to sit in that many meetings anymore if I use this like I'm supposed to, that triggered something with them. So when you talk about buy-in or you talk about change, you really got to understand, at the end of the day, the white-collar guy may be making the decision on writing the check and buying the technology, but if the blue-collar guy or gal doesn't need it, doesn't like it, it doesn't matter. And that's the important piece, and that's why when you come to our office, you'll see black and white photos of people working all over our office, because we want to remind ourselves, these are people that really matter, this is who we're building for. And that's our ethos as a business and what we strive for.
Well, Aaron, if people want to learn more about XOI Technologies, about the smart glasses, or about anything else we've talked today on the podcast, where can they turn?
Certainly XOI.com, that's XOEYE.com. A lot of good videos there to kind of show you what we're talking about when we talk about workflow. Encourage you to check out the site, and you can reach out to us there, learn more about what we do, and we'd be happy to talk to you more about how we can increase communications at your business.
Aaron, thank you so much for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thanks, Nick.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Aaron, learned a bit about smart glasses, the implementation of new technologies in HVAC, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.